Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
This could be unlikely. We could get nothing here, but I think it's worth a conversation.
Right.
There has been some chatter on the streets that there is an unusual sound within the CBD in Geelong, specifically around Little Mallop Street near Market Square.
Okay. Could you do the sound for us?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Now I want to hear it even more. So it's a bird.
No, it's a rooster.
A rooster.
Cock-a-doodle. What? What do you mean, Tim? A rooster in the CBD? There have been multiple reports of people hearing a rooster in and around Little Mallop Street near Market Square.
Like early morning? Like,
well, yeah. Isn't that the point?
At lunchtime.
I reckon it might be at the start
sure.
of the day.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But who knows? I've had a rooster in the past. They cock-a-doodle-do whenever the hell they cock-a-doodle want to.
Sure.
And you, I'll tell you what, if you were, like, if there was a list there of, like, all right, what sound is Tim about to make? Where would a rooster be on your list?
Pretty low.
Pretty low. There have been reports that there's a rooster. No one's sighted it.
Yeah.
But they're hearing this rooster.
It could just be you walking down Little Mallop Street, to be honest.
I can do a better chicken than a rooster.
Give me a chicken.
Thank you.
It's a very timid chicken.
Well, this is what Big Hollywood wants you to think.
Sure.
They're all going, bark, 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 bark. No, it's...
Oh, yes, the feathers.
Yeah. I really hope that was conveyed through your radios, wherever you're listening, but I was really flapping my arms hard to get a bit of wind there. But yeah, have you heard, have you been around
no.
Market Square lately?
I mean, to be honest, I don't think I'd ever be up early enough to hear a rooster.
Well, if it was cock-a-doodle doing at any point of the day. People are crying foul. No,
fair.
No pun intended. Because you're not allowed to have a rooster or a chicken within, like, there's restrictions of how, like, what kind of house you need to have or property you need to have or where your chicken shed is to, like...
And there's not a lot of, houses in the CBD.
It's apartments.
Yeah, it's mainly apartments. So if you've got a rooster on your balcony, what are you doing?
5223295 Have you heard this? Have you been in the CBD and heard this rooster?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a chicken. Maybe it's a misreport. Maybe it was a chicken this whole time. I don't know. Have you seen it? Have you heard any whispers, any rumblings, murmurs? Secrets.
I am relieved that you weren't talking about like a bunyip or like a
the Barwon River bunyip is a completely separate
I was fully
separate
expecting
thing.
To be like, give me the sound, Tim, and you go, rawr.
I did see a black cat sighting up in Queensland, but I didn't want to talk about it this
okay.
week. Because there is a CBD rooster.
Yep. Maybe someone has a lead on this. They know where it is.
If you would like to even call up on 5223295, and it's almost like a version of the game Whispers. Do you want us to start adding fuel to this fire about this rooster
and
the CBD?
I do enjoy that.
When we come back from the song, we'll just act like we just didn't say this part here where it's like come up with something silly.
Okay.
Like I've heard the rooster is actually the reason that KFC left Westfield.
They had to relocate him from Westfield.
Like, so if you call up with a fun theory of what this rooster could be, if there is a rooster, what you've heard, and then someone who tunes in who's missed this part, they are going to think something absolutely wild is popping off.
Amazing.
So, I don't know. But if you actually have information, we are also into that too here at K-Rock. Jess, we might have stumbled into a hornet's nest here.
Oh, no.
I was just saying that there's genuine, this is real, by the way, genuine reports from a lot of people in the CBD in Geelong, that on Little Mallop Street, just near Market Square, there have been genuine, not sightings, I guess,
Hearings?
Hearings, yeah, of a rooster. Of a cock-a-doodle-doo.
Right.
In the, whether it's in the middle of the night, early in the morning, which was when you'd probably assume,
mm-hmm.
And throughout the day. But no one's seen a rooster. Obviously, you would assume that a rooster isn't living in someone's apartment in
you
that area.
You would think.
We might have stumbled onto something that we're
crack the case.
Not meant to. No, no, no. We've received a message.
Okay.
Can I please read this out?
Please.
Just like, let's just remain calm.
Okay.
I would say. Because I think we were having a bit of fun before.
Yeah.
We were talking about all the situations of why there would be a rooster
mm-hmm.
on Little Mallop Street. Hey, team. I don't usually reach out, but after what I've heard and seen, I feel like I have to say something.
Oh, God.
There's been a lot of chatter about that rooster sound people keep hearing in the CBD. I know it seems harmless, maybe even funny, but I'm telling you now, please stop talking about it. Don't post about it. Don't ask questions. Just let it go. This isn't just some escaped farm bird. The sound, it's not natural. And those who dig too deep, well, they tend to stop showing up to work.
Oh, stop it.
Or they start acting different. I've seen it myself. A mate of mine went looking near the alley behind Ryrie Street after hearing it late one night. He hasn't been the same since.
This isn't real.
Just stares out the window now, muttering about feathers and sunrises. I know how this sounds. I wouldn't believe it either if I hadn't heard the crow for myself. But I did, and now I don't sleep much. For your own safety, stop talking about the rooster. Some things aren't meant to be explained. Stay safe, a friend.
Did you just write that? Is that?
I did not. I did not. That's a real message that I've received and read out loud. I'm scared now.
Sure.
But we've opened up this can of feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about he who shall not.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on you for the next few days just to make sure you haven't changed your personality. If you just start randomly crowing.
I'm worried, Jess. I am worried. I should have, you know, as part of radio broadcasters, we need to like check our sources, and clearly we've stumbled upon something here that's quite serious. Otherwise, that message wouldn't have come through that's real. So I don't know what to do. And if it's because this is an anonymous message.
Of course.
They've said at the end that it's a friend. So that's, they're looking, they've got our best interest at heart.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm worried, man. Maybe
okay.
We should move on. Maybe we should move on.
I think
on.
We probably should. I think we definitely should. We want to keep everyone safe.
I think from here on out, we cock-a-doodle don't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
Unless we hear some crows throughout the show.
That would... No. That's... This is a serious matter.
No,
this,
and I'm taking it very,
very
seriously, Tim.
All right? So, smarten up. We cock-a-doodle don't mention it anymore.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday you, we got off on a little tangent, I fear.
Which one?
Just, so uncommon for us to go off on little tangents. We were talking about how you ran out of butter.
If we talk about butter for a single more second, I might quit. I'm so, because.
For those who missed it yesterday, can we just revisit? Because
yeah, okay,
I've
whatever.
Had multiple people message me since. And people in the office have been coming up and asking questions all day.
Just do it. Just do it.
You mentioned that you ran out of butter. And I offhandedly suggested, why don't you whip together some cream and make your own?
And I said, I'm not making scones. I don't need whipped cream.
And I mentioned that if you keep whipping the cream, eventually you get butter. To which it blew your mind.
But listen, that's... ridiculous.
Right.
Now, I know,
it's not though, because that's how they make butter.
Trust me, the last 24 hours I've been sitting there thinking that my farming family would just be hideously disappointed.
Yes, someone came up to you in the office today and said, weren't you born in the country? Where's this city boy attitude?
Well, yeah, trust me, it's huge city energy. Concrete cowboy, really out there. But see, my family, they were beef farmers.
Sure.
So we ain't dealing with no milk. We
ain't
dealing with no butter, no cream, no nothing.
Where does your milk come from?
Mate, I'll tell you where it comes from in a second if you keep talking to me like that. I just think, yes.
Okay,
I'll put it out there.
Explain to me your explanation of where you thought butter came from.
It's just like a different machine.
What do you?
So they put the milk in, so it's obviously all based out of milk. Milk
right.
is supreme. And then they just go, all right, put that one in the milk, put that one in the cream, put that one in the butter. I didn't know it was just like a whipping party. I didn't realize Willow Smith was whipping her hair back and forth so hard in all these different machines, being like, yeah, all right, well, you want butter? There's butter. And then you had the audacity to just keep bringing it up in the songs for the final hour of the show. I have talked about butter more in the last 24 hours because than in the 32 years before today.
Tell me, did you or did you not ask me how we get cream then?
And then when you looked at a cream recipe, it was like, so you'll add your butter.
Yeah.
Well, I thought butter was in the cream. So why are we getting, how do we get butter? Is butter being put into cream? Is that how we get the butter?
No, that's if you don't have, it's like an alternative if you don't have whipping cream at home.
You're telling me if I start with a glass of milk and I just whip that bitch for 4 hours, that's
no,
butter.
No, because the milk that we drink,
I was right,
doesn't have the cream in it. They've separated it.
All right, straight out of the teat. I put it in the bucket.
I don't know about
And I'm whipping it. I'm whipping it. Mate, I'll throw a nene in there while we're at it. Whip.
I knew we'd have get to talk to a proper farmer.
Get
about
rid of
that.
All the buttermilk. And then you're telling me, sitting there, left in the bucket, old little Miss Daisy, she's got a perfectly cubed piece of butter for me, ready for my toast.
I don't think that works.
Do you want to go to yogurt next?
Oh, don't get me started about yogurt.
Is yogurt? I know it all comes from the same thing.
Yeah.
But how do you...
Yogurt's just milk, isn't it?
Oh, let me guess. Did you whip it? Is that how it got to it? Did you... Oh, it's counterclockwise for yogurt.
Yes.
Clockwise for cream.
Now you're getting
and
it.
And then double speed for butter.
Yep. I don't know why this is upsetting you so very much.
I think it was... It didn't help that when you found a recipe of how to make cream, it said pour in your butter.
Yeah.
When you made this such a huge claim that if you whip cream hard enough, it is butter.
But it's not hard enough. It's like, that's how you make the butter. Like, that's how they do it.
It's like, to me, it's like going, how does fuel get in your car? Well, you put fuel in your car. But how do I get fuel out of my car? Well, you got to get fuel and you got to put it in your car. But it's butter. I'm actually hot talking about this. We need to move on.
We won't talk about butter anymore. Promise. I will make you some tonight, though, if you'd like.
All right. Well, I'll go and buy a jar of milk.
Okay.
And that should do the trick, shouldn't it? We've all got butter.
This is Tim and Jess.
Last night did a bit of, this sounds weird, cooking after dinner, if you know what I mean.
Oh, like were you doing some meal prep?
Just other, like we were, some friends of ours just had a baby.
Yeah.
So did a few like just meals so that they don't have to think.
Nice.
Like, the baby's only a week old.
Yeah.
You know, it's a blur. So mm-hmm. I was like, my wife and I were like, let's do some cooking.
Look at you trying to find any excuse to go hold that baby.
Yeah, I know. And I dropped it off today and they were asleep.
Oh, damn it.
Still yet to hold this baby. Mark my words. I will hold
this
baby.
You'll be the first to hold my child. It'll go my husband, me, and then Tim.
I really feel like you should be ahead of your husband, but sure.
I've been I'm holding him right now, Tim.
Fair enough. You are carrying him technically. But yeah, while I was doing some cooking, my wife did the old, I am in the pantry, I'm doing a clean out.
Oh.
I'm going to look through for a whole bunch of expired things. Things that need to go in the bin.
Yeah.
You know, you get like an old Coles bag or an old whatever and you just start turf and stuff.
And you go, when did I buy these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is such a stereotypical thing I want to talk about. Men and women just have such different opinions on used before and best before.
Yes.
I half of the stuff she threw out, in my mind, even though technically it was past its best before or its expiry date.
Yeah.
There was no way I would have thrown out half of the stuff. Fine.
You are so like my husband. He's iron guts. Like, he can eat anything, anytime, anywhere, and be totally fine.
I think instead of seeing like her throwing away cans of old taco beans, I see money. She's just throwing money in a bag and just going, oh, I'll just take this out to the bin. And then all I see is money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, obviously you're annoyed at yourself because you didn't eat it. Like, why would you buy it and not eat it?
Yeah.
Because it gets pushed to the back of the pantry. But then today was using some sauce on a sausage roll that someone brought me from Rowley's, thank you very much, because I forgot my lunch today. And Danny, who works in sales support, was like, that sauce expired over a year ago.
Yeah, everyone was very concerned about you.
And I was like, nah, it's sauce.
I feel like the sauce has enough sugar in it that it would. It might taste weird.
Nah.
I'm sure it had a weird tangy taste to it.
Nah, it tastes like sauce. Totally fine. Technically, I should be dead, according to everyone else's rules.
Yeah.
I should be dead. I mean, have been feeling a bit off lately.
I was going to say, tomorrow you're going to call me and be like, Jess, I'm just not feeling so good, eh?
Yeah. But I think there's specific foods where you just go, I know it said it expired a year ago, but I'm just going to keep eating it. And that's what I wanted to hit the phones with. 5223295. What food do you ignore the best before date on?
I do it with spices.
Oh, man. They don't go bad, though.
Why do we have expiry dates on spices?
I know that I'm sure that it's something to do with if it's been sold, it's like, well, we can't just say lives
like
forever.
Like, you can't tell me that salt's going off.
Right?
In what universe?
Mate, if it was fine enough to be, I don't know, a mountain, it's fine.
Where do you think salt comes from?
Mount Everest is salt. Little known fact. Why do you think so many people want to climb to the top? Just salt up there.
They lick the end. Salty.
Why do you think it's called pink Himalayan salt?
It's not real.
But sauce and spice,
yeah,
they never go bad.
Mm-hmm.
If I had sauce in my fridge that had expired in 2020, I would still be using it. If I still had it, I would still be using it.
Fair.
I don't think it's a... Like meats, no. Milks, no. Coconut cream in a can, yes.
Ooh.
It's in a can.
Yeah.
What's in the can?
You've got longer with the can, but I still... Ugh.
Sometimes do you have a jar of olives in your fridge and then you pick it up and you go, oh, that's not even all olives anymore. That's just like olives and mold.
Oh.
And the mold looks like olives.
I've never done that, no.
We've left them there a while.
I've never gotten to a point where there's just any left, to be honest.
Oh, that's my mistake.
Yeah.
Having two and then going, I'll come back to you mid-September. See you soon, baby. Caleb and Thompson, what do you ignore when it comes to best before dates?
I'll pretty much give anything a crack.
Okay, but, that's scary.
Yeah, I'm with you. Give the tomato sauce a bit of a nudge, but we ended up when we were at primary school, we had like one of those can drives that you had to do for Christmas thing, and given to the people, and found out, I looked at my can while we were all lining up, and it's like, I don't know, 4 to 5 years old, and I've given it away, and obviously when I figured that out, we had to go through the whole lot. All the cans to try and find it.
Yeah.
Just so we could replace it.
If you're giving it away, the best before is a good one.
I feel like you'd still eat it.
But as you said, Caleb, we're all giving sauce a nudge. This is
Tim and Jess. I'm really excited to tell you about a new trend that is happening with predominantly Gen Zs, but it turns out a lot of different generations are thinking that this is okay now.
Well, it's two millennials
sitting
here. Let's find out.
I actually would love to see where you stand on this.
Okay.
So apparently people are doing something behind their boss's backs while they're traveling for work, right? So if you get sent off on a work business trip, your work puts you up in a hotel. They, give you what's it called?
Per diem.
Per diem for some food or whatever. People are sneaking in either their partners or friends and mixing business with leisure.
Oh, that's a bad trend. You probably shouldn't be doing that. Unless you specifically ask and you go, oh, hey, I'm going away. Can my partner come? They'll pay their share of it, but they'd like to come, and while I'm working, they're going to go and do stuff.
Experts are warning that this new trend is pushing the limits of that work-life balance, especially when your boss is also on the trip and people are hiding the fact
100%.
That they've brought someone along with them trip.
How would you even do that if you're someone you worked with or your boss was there?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's a younger person.
I'd be too scared of getting caught. You're right. Like, I would probably be like, yeah, can my partner come with me or can my mate join me?
See, I feel like you wouldn't care. I don't think you're not scared. I just think you'd be like, meh, what's going to happen? Meh, are you going to have to leave? Okay, you have to go.
Can I give you some direct quotes from some Gen Zs that they interviewed?
Let's go.
POV, you take your bestie on all your work trips. You hire me, you hire her.
2-for-1 deal.
When your BF brings you on a work trip to New York City but has to work all day, well, you get to enjoy the fancy hotel and explore the city.
Yeah. So there is a few times over the years that, and here's the thing. You and I, we are extremely privileged. We get to do what could only be described as a ridiculously fun job.
Yes.
Where we have traveled across the country and we have got to some of the most beautiful places, done some of the most incredible experiences.
Ridiculous.
For work. And that was our job for whatever day that was.
Like, yeah.
Yes, we're a radio show, but getting out there, doing all these things, bringing them to you, getting you along with us, that's part of it.
We've stayed on houseboats. We've been on yachts.
Yeah, we've done incredible ski trips. We've done the Great Ocean Road. We've done a 2-week road trip up and down the Great Ocean Road. And it's hard to say to your partner, yeah, this is my work for the next 2 weeks. And
I would love for you to come on this holiday, but I'm actually taking Tim.
And like my partner's like, I've never done a 2-week road trip up and down the Great Ocean Road. And you go, well, I'll let you know how it goes. I'll take photos. I'll send them through.
But imagine we had have snuck our partners onto that work trip.
Onto the Great Ocean van. Yeah. That would have been hideous.
It was bad for two of us.
You're right. For four, it would have been way too much. Yeah. I mean, if it was a genuine holiday, it would have been a ball. But because we were working, and again, it's not a real job, but it is to us. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm not a big fan of, what is it? Bleisure?
Bleisure.
I don't like bleisure.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah.
Business leisure.
It's crossing that line of the work-life balance where you're like, you're tipping the scales too heavily.
Okay,
in,
Boomer.
In one side. Boomer me, you want to go? Sorry, I don't know why it fired me up so much. Nah, fair enough. Caught me. Caught me in a trap. Good on you, Elvis.
Tim and Jess.
Got a bit of a heist going on at the moment. Just a bit of fun. Just thought we'd try something. And we want to crown you, Jess, the cutest baby of Geelong for 2025.
Yes. Trying to explain this to my mother last night.
Oh, right.
It's very confusing. She's like, but you're not a baby, Jess. I understand.
So she's onto us.
That's the... That's the fun of it.
Yeah, so because people might be asking, Jess, hang on. You're in your 30s.
Yeah, I'm 34 on Friday, actually.
Technically, we think that we can put an entry together for this local competition.
Yeah.
We can get a photo of you, put it up there, little description, enter you, and then once it gets to the voting systems, then if we just flood the votes, you, a 34-year-old, will be crowned Geelong's cutest baby for 2025.
We just have to go under the radar until we can get me in the list.
So we've used some old baby photos of you, thrown them into AI to reverse engineer them almost, to make it look like it's from 2025.
That's the prompt I gave ChatGPT. I put two photos up on our K-Rock Geelong Instagram.
Yeah.
And the photo that has been voted, Tim.
Was it close?
It was, no, not at all.
Oh, my God, that's adorable.
People really liked one over the other. I'll reveal the winning post on our socials. But again.
That is so cute.
Right? Right? And it looks real, like it's from now.
So that was phase two of the, because this is a four-phase plan.
Yes.
So one.
Talk us through the next few phases.
So one was the idea.
Yeah.
Put it into place. We need the photos. Phase two, get the photo. That's a real baby photo as
That's
well.
Real.
So technically, again, we're not lying.
No.
Phase three is now into you.
Yep.
Into this. I have come up with the description because you have to put in like a little about me.
What's the description?
Section. All right. Meet Jess, the cutest bundle of joy in Geelong. Name, Jess, but we call her the giggle bug.
So good.
Age, obviously a real baby.
Yeah.
Category is for the cutest baby award for Geelong. Why is Jess the cutest? With a smile that could melt steel and giggles that sound like a steam train, Jess is the walking, well, sometimes definition of adorable. Whether she's blowing kisses to strangers, babbling about very important baby business, or rocking her signature messy, I don't care how I look style, Jess captures hearts wherever she goes. Favorite things, snacks.
True.
Lots of lollies. Her favorite toy is her safety blanket, and her favorite activity is to dance and laugh like nobody is watching.
That's very cute.
Jess, in one word, unstoppable.
Nice.
I think that's ready to enter.
I think so too. We've got the picture. We've got the entry.
That's phase
now,
three.
Everyone, phase three and a half, don't be a dog.
Don't drop us in.
Oh, yeah, that's sorry. That's an underlying phase. You can't rat us out.
Yes.
Because we're, like, the whole thing is, and we've had people calling up and messaging us, great ideas as well. We want you involved in the heist. If you've ever been, like, watched those movies, like Ocean's 11, all that, yeah. And you've wanted to do it, but obviously you hate crime. This is the perfect, like, this is something. And then
it's
once.
A harmless crime.
Harmless crime,
who's,
probably.
Who's losing out
probably.
On this?
Probably. Maybe the people running it. I don't
no
know.
No one.
I don't think there's a prize. I think just cuteness is the prize.
We like won't you, take a prize.
No, no, no. We'll just take the cuteness.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, phase four is if you get nominated, mm-hmm. if it slips through the cracks, then we just pile on the votes.
If we, for some reason, during phase four, get me voted in and I end up winning the thing.
Wow.
The prize will go back to you.
100%. Whatever we get, it's mm-hmm. all yours.
Yep.
Now I'm worried there's a prize. And this kind of makes it a bit icky. But you've saved it.
I think last year the prize was a photo shoot from memory.
Oh, my God. No, that's worth it again. Excellent. All right. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.